Well, we finish with some music, and I'm sure fans will be very pleased to hear about a new collaboration that brings back together two powerhouses of the local music scene. Nionel and Craig Hines previously collaborated on a duet called Too Close to Call, which was made for the animated film Jock of the Bushveld. But now they've joined forces again to release a new single called Rise Up, which is all about overcoming life's obstacles. Obviously, acclaimed artists in their own right. Craig, the lead singer and guitarist for Watershed, also well known for his solo work. Nionel, how do you even introduce her, except perhaps to remind you of the extraordinary 4-octave vocal range, which she is privileged to share with us. She has brought us many big hits over the years, including the famous Who Painted the Moon. But it's Rise Up I want to talk to her about today, the new duet with Craig Hines. Nionel, it's lovely to have you on the show again. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Lovely to chat with you, Pippa.
Thank you. Tell us the story of how you came to work with Craig again.
Okay, so this song, actually, Rise Up, was already starting last year, in the beginning of last year. Yep. And Craig actually called me last year, say, Nionel, listen, why don't we revamp Jock of the Bushveld, you know, that song.
Yep.
And then we re-record it. And then I just happened to, in that moment, finished writing the song Rise Up with Billy Lowry. Now, 2 years ago, I signed a world publishing deal with Fairwood Music in the UK.
Yeah.
They've got artists like David Bowie, and they've got a huge, huge catalogue. And so they connected me with Billy Lowry. Now, Billy Lowry, it's an interesting story. I'm not sure if you know Lulu. She was very big in the 60s. And she was married to Maurice Gibbs now. Billy Lowry is her brother.
Wow.
And he's currently in his 70s. And he also wrote that song, I Don't Wanna Fight Anymore by Tina Turner. And so what a great honor for me to collaborate with Billy Lowry on this song. And so the two of us wrote Rise Up together. And I just feel so honored and blessed to be able to write with these kind of writers, you know. And so we just finished the song Rise Up when I received a call from Craig saying, you know, why don't we do something together? Why don't we look at that song, you know, Too Close to Call again? And I said to him, listen, but I've just finished writing this really, really cool song. How about we just record a brand new song? And so I sent him the song and he listened and he obviously liked it. So yeah, the rest is history.
And here we are about to play it on Cape Talk for our audience this afternoon. I can't wait to share it with them. But before we do that, Nionel, this is not the only thing you've been busy with. I believe you've been in studio this very morning working on a new album. Is that correct?
Yes, we're busy recording and I'm finished up. We're loading the things up now. I'm ready to release on the 30th of March. I'll be releasing my EP, which is just 6 brand new songs that I'm so excited about. I've been working with Byron Kuntz, an incredible producer. Mm-hmm. And these songs were basically given birth to, you know, last year was a massive year for me, you know. In the beginning of the year, January, a very, very dear close friend of mine passed away.
She was
actually the one helping me raise my children. She homeschooled them. She was like a second mom to them. Yeah. And then my children departed for Amsterdam in June. At the age of 15, just before they turned 16, they moved to Amsterdam to go and finish school there. And I did say goodbye to these 3 little girls of mine. Okay, I can't say they're little girls anymore. Mm-hmm. They're ladies. And then in December, my father passed away. And the whole year was just such an incredible closure for me. It's almost like, you know, when something so massively ends, then you know that something so incredible is going to be born and something new is happening and starting and beginning. So I'm so thankful for that year because I managed to pour it all into these songs. And I'm just grateful for what I've learned. And I think one of the things that we all have to learn here is to feel that connection with everything, but to detach from it, if you understand what I mean. And I am now in my 50s, you know, I'm 52, and I think in your 50s, you have to let go of a lot of things in life. And you learn that those things does not define you. And then you go deeper and deeper to the true self. And I'm just in such a wonderful, wonderful space in my life. So thankful that I could release the song Rise Up with Craig. And then also this the EP is going to be called Love is Home. And that's the thing that I've learned, especially last year, that that it's not in other people, it's not in places. You are love, so you're always home, and it's just such an honor for me to share this music and these songs with people.
Neil, it's a real honor for us to be able to share the new song with our audience today. Thank you very, very much for joining us and wishing you all the best for the year ahead. So keep an eye out end of March for the release of Love Is Home. Also, if you're a fan, do note that she's going to be performing at Die Boer in Durbanville on the 18th and 19th of May. If you'd like to book in advance, do so on their website, dieboer.com. Right now, though, the most important thing is to share the new duet with you. This is the track Rise Up, Neil and Craig Hines.